This is an executive summary of DST versus TIC, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. DST versus TIC, a key term for accredited real estate investors. Definition below, see the cited authority and related terms to go deeper. DST versus TIC compares the two principal fractional ownership structures used to acquire replacement property in a 1031 exchange, the Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, and the Tenancy in Common, TIC. Both let multiple investors own institutional quality real estate together and both can qualify as like-kind replacement property, but they differ in important ways. In a TIC, each investor holds direct, separate title to an undivided fractional interest in the property and is a co-owner with voting rights on major decisions. The IRS limits respected TIC arrangements. Under Revenue Procedure 2022, and lenders typically cap co-owners at 35, often requiring each to qualify on the loan, which makes financing and decision-making cumbersome and prone to deadlock. In a DST, investors hold beneficial interests in a trust that owns the property. The trustee makes all decisions. The property-level non-recourse debt is arranged at the trust level, so individual investors need not qualify for or sign the loan, and the number of investors can be far larger, allowing smaller minimum investments. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.